Remarkable, the knight says. I can't decide if they're naive or impressive.
It's not human nature to kill, Ox. You must be trained to do it, if you want to be effective at least.
From what he'd heard, there were as many as 50 groups on this planet, all running parallel to one another in these corridors. Enough of a population to foster interchange and prevent inbreeding, but it was also a situation begging for a tyrant's hand. Scarce resources, many small populations unaccustomed to working together. In that light, it was remarkable that it had taken so long for a Cinder King to arise. Nomad wasn't an ethnographer. As much as his master had pushed him, Nomad's interest had always been in engineering, the nature of Investiture, and the mechanisms one could create by manipulating it. Still, he had training from Wit about the nature of stories and the people who told them, so he recognized that these people's stories were bound to be fascinating, enough so that part of him wished he could stay and learn them. But the pursuit, the chase, ever loomed. It drove away all other thoughts, like a predator ravaging a once placid flock. He couldn't linger. He had to get away. So he watched keenly, instead of asking for more information. And well that he did, for he soon spotted a ship coming to check on the fallen scout. A single vessel, larger than most, perhaps the size of a small bus. Its ornamented sides glowed golden in the ring light. He pointed it out.
That's the Cinder King's own ship!
The Cinder King's own ship? By itself? Damnation, what was going on?
Why would he come on his own? It makes no sense.
His frown deepened as he saw the man himself stroll out onto the deck, hands behind his back, eyes burning in the twilight. The ship parked in the sky, hovering, with the Cinder King standing at the bow. It was an invitation if Nomad had ever seen one.
He's here for me.
What? How would he even know you're here?
Depends on how much that scout was able to report.
Nomad, the knight says trepidatiously. What are you thinking?
Trepidatiously? Is that even a word?
Not a proper one. Oh, you're going to do something stupid, aren't you?
I can't stop moving. If I stop, I die. Rebecca, I'm gonna go up. Pretend that you're not here, but if things go poorly, try to back me up.
How will I know if things go poorly?
I'll most likely come crashing through one of those windows. If I'm lucky, I'll do so of my own choice.